a box full of workstations, the Box Flex server system. Box Technologies has sponsored this post. In a world of remote workstations make a world of difference. To prove it, workstation manufacturer Box Technologies sent us their latest product, Flex. The Box Flex is a modular rack system that can accommodate up to 10 modules, each providing the performance of a standard box workstation, and each of which is remotely accessible to a team of users with the right software enablement. In this review, sponsored by Box, we take a hands-on look at the Flex system to see how it works. Video overview. For a visual introduction to the Box Flex, check out our video review. For all the details of our experience with the Flex, continue reading the article below. What is Box Flex? You may know Box best for their high-performance desktop and mobile workstations, such as the Box Apex Enigma S3 or GoBox SLM15. With Flex, Box puts that high performance into a blade form factor. The rack-mountable Flex enclosure has space for up to 10 compute nodes, aka modules, measured in what Box calls a vertical unit, aka VU. Whereas a typical rack unit, denoted RU or simply U, measures height up a rack, a VU measures width across a rack. This is one of those times when a picture is worth well over 1,000 words. Flex nodes are either 1 VU or 2 VU in size, and nodes can be mixed and matched across the Flex enclosure. With 10 VU of total space, up to 10 nodes can be inserted side by side for 10 separate workstations. Nodes are hot swappable, so they can be added or removed without disrupting neighboring nodes. There are 4 series of Flex nodes currently available. For our review, Box shipped us both a Flex S1G, Intel-based workstation node, and Flex A1G, AMD-based workstation node, with the following specs. Other than the processors, the A1G and S1G each have slightly different shapes and port options due to their different motherboards. The A1G is flush against the back of the Flex enclosure, while the S1G is partially recessed, see graphic above. The A1G has 3 RJ45 ports, 2 USB Type-A and a VGA connector, and supports IPMI for server management. The S1G has 3 display ports, 1 Thunderbolt 3, 2 USB-A and 1 RJ45. Both nodes can be powered with a single thick 1,625-watts cable, though a fully loaded Flex requires 4. The power adapters are built into the Flex enclosure to provide a common power backplane. For the purposes of this review, we conducted all benchmark tests with the A1G node. Connecting to Flex. The Flex would just be a big metal box stuffed with transistors collecting dust in your data center, if there wasn't a way to connect to the workstations inside. Users can connect to their Flex nodes with the Teradici PC over IP, PCIe, protocol, which streams pixels from the node to a client device. That client can be extremely lightweight. Users can tap into a powerful 12-core workstation from nothing more than an inexpensive Chromebook. Connecting to the Flex on an internal network is extremely easy. There are 2 pieces of software involved, the Teradici graphics agent installed on the Flex node, and the Teradici Pika client installed on the client. Connecting the 2 is as simple as entering the IP address of the node along with its Windows username and password. You will, however, need to license the Teradici software, which costs around $240 per year, for 5 users, the minimum amount. More useful, but also more involved, is connecting to the Flex on an external network. This process requires you to set up 2 dedicated servers, one for the Teradici Pika connection manager and security gateway, and one for the third-party LeaStream connection broker, which together work to authenticate users and establish Pika sessions without a VPN connection. These components must also be licensed. I configured each of these on a separate virtual machine running on a couple of old computers in our office, but to a networking novice this process was not just cumbersome, but cumberlots. My advice, leave the IT work to the IT pros. The Flex experience. Once the PCIe connection is configured, using a Flex workstation is as simple as opening the Teradici client and logging on. You can't log on to more than one node at a time from the same client device, but you can quickly disconnect from one node and connect to another if needed. For instance, you could set up 2 rendering jobs on 2 nodes and have your wait time. One of the biggest concerns of a remote workstation is latency. It's one thing to have a bit of lag if you're editing text, but when you're working in highly visual 3D applications, you need a certain level of responsiveness. The Pika protocol streams only pixels and only the delta from one frame to the next, so there is no exchange of whole data packets. The pixel stream is also compressed and secured with ICE-256 encryption. In theory, this adds up to a high-performance user experience for knowledge workers and power users using even the most graphics-intensive applications, according to Teradishi. In practice, of course, the network itself plays a large role in the Pika protocol. Case in point, if the network is down, the workstation is down. However, this is the same problem faced by every cloud service and is something of the digital equivalent of electric vehicle range anxiety. How often are you really going to take that 500-mile road trip with no way to stop and charge? How often does your internet really go down long enough to meaningfully impact your productivity? Of the many users of cloud services who I've asked about this issue, none have found it a problem in practice. My experience connecting to the Flex nodes revealed very little lag, as promised by Teradishi, who suggested that round-trip network latency under 100 milliseconds should provide for a smooth experience. I could tell the difference from a local workstation, but only if I really tried. Even when running highly dynamic 3D benchmarks, I never found lag to be a problem. With the Pika protocol, each Flex node is capable of supporting up to 4 4K monitors on the client device. Although adding monitors theoretically increases the amount of pixels to stream, in practice, since Pika only transmits the changes from one frame to the next, adding extra monitors won't necessarily cause any extra bandwidth problems. Speaking of which, you will want at least 10 megabits per second to ensure a smooth connection. You can also pass USB devices through your client to the Flex node. Common interface devices such as mice and keyboards are automatically passed through, but certain devices such as 3D mice and graphics tablets must be configured each time a Pika connection is established. If these devices are connected to the Flex node, they will be unavailable to the client device. USB flash drives can be added in the same way, though users will have to explicitly authorize each device. Testing the Flex A1G. Like Box's standard desktop workstations, the Flex nodes cater to design professionals. CAD users, for instance, need high single-core CPU performance, as most CAD applications are single-threaded. For those doing CPU rendering, a high core count is crucial. The Flex A1G module we tested hits the mark, performing just as well as we've come to expect from Box in our standard benchmark tests. We present the results below. For reference, the results are compared to the Box Apex Enigma S3, a Box workstation we reviewed in 2019 with the following specs. Though this review is sponsored by Box, all benchmark results were obtained directly by engineering.com, unless otherwise noted. SpecViewPerf 13. SpecViewPerf 13 is a benchmark of viewport performance in a number of popular 3D modeling applications, including 3ds Max, CAD/DIA, Creo, Maya, NX, SolidWorks, and more. It is primarily a GPU test, but even with less than half the raw GPU power of the Apex, the Flex A1G achieves comparable scores. For users who want an extra graphics boost, the P2G Flex node accommodates dual graphics cards. SpecWorkstation 3. SpecWorkstation 3 is a full system benchmark which comprises the viewport tests of SpecViewPerf 13, as well as dozens more tests of CPU, GPU, and storage capability. The results are organized by industry segments including product development and life sciences. The Flex A1G emphatically proves its workstation mettle. Again, the area that is most ripe for improvement is GPU compute, which would see a definite boost from the dual GPU Flex P2G node. Estimated value. See below for details. Estimated value. While 6 out of 7 spec workstation energy subtests were successful, one failure, Poisson, prevented the calculation of an aggregate industry score. A rough estimate of Poisson and aggregate scores was obtained by comparing successful subtests to those of the Apex. Spec does not disclose official aggregate formulas. SolidWorks benchmark. The SolidWorks benchmark measures the time required for several categories of SolidWorks operations, lower time being the better outcome. The Flex A1G's results demonstrate that SolidWorks users should feel right at home with a workstation that is not right at home with them. Cinebench R20. Cinebench 20 South African Rand is a CPU rendering benchmark that, in general, awards higher scores to higher CPU core counts, though tests are run for both single-core and multi-core rendering. As such, it's no surprise that the 12-core Ryzen performs exceptionally well in this benchmark. Scores from CPUMonkey.com and not independently verified by Engineering.com. Conclusion. Going from a local workstation to a remote workstation is a bit of an adjustment. For one thing, you will have to log on to two computers before starting your work, the client and then the Flex node. For another, you will have to configure certain peripherals, such as 3D mice, graphics tablets, and flash drives, on a session-by-session basis. You may have to put up with a spurt of lag now and again depending on your network connection, and you won't be able to work offline at all. But there are many advantages to remote workstations, such as the Box Flex. You are not tied to a single location to do your work, since you can tap into powerful hardware from anywhere and with whatever minimal device you have at hand. To anyone who was alive in 2020 up to the present day, this benefit needs no further elaboration. You can also easily swap between different workstations, i.e. nodes, to use whatever befits your current workload, giving users even more flexibility with Flex. I'm starting to think that may have inspired the name. Another advantage of a remote solution like Flex is that it offers centralized IT administration, making upkeep a lot easier than for a distributed fleet of local workstations. But if you're not interested in managing your own data center, Box also offers a service called Box Cloud that provides the exact same Flex nodes in the form of a managed service. Unlike many prominent cloud desktop services, each Box Cloud node is dedicated to a single customer, so there are no performance drawbacks from portioning and sharing compute resources. Finally, as our benchmarks show, the Flex nodes are every bit as capable as their desktop counterparts. If you need true desktop-level performance that you can tap into from anywhere, a remote workstation solution like Flex is your best bet. To learn more about the Box Flex, visit box.com.